25th of Av, Chof Hei Av. The Tanya for today is in Igeres HaKedosh. It's Igeres Ches, Simon Ches, the 8th Igeres, and it's on that on page 224. The number at the bottom of the page is 432. The Alter Rebbe is, again, talking about the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, and in this Simon, he brings out the advantage of tzedakah in that it brings a benefit to the person in his ability to see the reality of godliness. The Pasuk says, he plants tzedakah and he causes Yeshua, salvation, to sprout. The reason that he uses the term planting in reference to tzedakah, in connection to tzedakah, and as it says in another verse, Zoru lachem l'tzedakah, plant for yourself tzedakah. So why do they use this term? Yuvan apimashom rezal, we'll understand it based on what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Elezer yoyif pruta la'oni v'hoder matzli, that Rabbi Elezer, before he would daven, he would give a coin to a poor man. And why would he do this? Because it says, "D'chsiv ani betzedek erz panecha," which the simple meaning of it is that before you come to see God's face, before you come to face God in davening, you should first give tzedakah. Ani betzedek, by giving tzedakah erz panecha, then I can come to see, to face God, to daven. The deeper meaning is Pirush Gigili Alikusei Yisbari Chamizgala B'machshavtei Shel Adam V'Kavanosei B'Tfilosei, the revelation of godliness, which means the ability to grasp the reality of godliness that a person has in his thought and in his kavana during davening. Kol Chad L'Fum Shiyura Delei, each person according to his level, and that is the purpose of davening, to make the godliness that we've studied and the godliness that we know about, to make it real to us. So how does this happen? This ability to experience the reality of God is a given. We are given that ability, we're given that experience as an act of kindness and chesed from God for those who fear him. Which means that the godliness that is revealed endlessly above, in the higher worlds, with a great and immense light, to the point where those worlds in which this revelation exists, the worlds are completely bottled, and as if they don't exist at all before God, and they are drawn into and incorporated into God's light, which means that God is their only reality. And they are the chambers of heaven, with the angels and the souls that are in those chambers, that are explained in the Zehar, with their names, by their names, how each of these levels, these chambers of godliness with angels and souls, are described in the different parts of the davening. Not that we need to know all of this Kabbalistic connection, but the davening was set out for us by the Anshei Knesset HaGdela, by the members, the men of the Great Assembly, and so they set it out in accordance to the Kabbalistic connection above. So each part of the davening refers to a heichal, a chamber in heaven that contains this godly light that brings about the bittul in the angels and in the neshamas of that heichal. From this heavenly place, this godliness illuminates down into this lowly world, al yidei Hashem v'cheish v'shmei, for those who fear God. Hachfetim la'avdei ba'avedu shebelev zutfila, who wish to serve him through the service of the heart, which is davening, v'kameshekosu v'avayegi achoshki, that God illuminates my darkness. In other words, God gives us that illumination into the darkness of this world, so this giving of light, bringing down this light into this world, nikras b'shem chesed Hashem. This is called God's kindness. Hamechuna b'shem mayim hayedim amokim gveil amokim namuch, that is sometimes described as water that flows from the higher place to the lower place. And as the Alter Rebbe will go on to say, that this act of kindness on God's part, that he gives us the ability to feel and recognize his reality, the truth of his existence, and so on, that act of kindness is elicited, we cause that to happen by our acts of kindness. And that's why before davening we give tzedakah. Today's Hayom Yom, for the 25th of Av, the Rebbe writes that my father wrote in a letter, the Rebbe Ashab writes in a letter, I heard in the name of our holy fathers, the previous Rabbeim, that when a daughter is born, we offer the same wish as for a boy, and we say that she may her parents bring her up to Torah, as well as to chuppah and to good deeds. And this statement is based on the Gemara, where it says, "How do women earn this merit?" The Gemara there talks about the greatness of the study of Torah. And then says, how does this greatness come to a woman who doesn't have the mitzvah of studying Torah? So the Gemara says that it comes to her by seeing to it, when she sees to it that her children go to study Torah, and that the husband goes to the Beis Medrash to study, and they wait, the mothers, the wives, wait for their husband's return, that brings them a share in the study of the Torah. And so it is proper to say for a girl that she should grow up to Torah, to Chuppah, and to Meisim Torah. Actually, a woman is obligated to study Torah in terms of knowing the mitzvahs that she needs to do. In order to do the mitzvah, you have to know the mitzvah. So the obligation of studying Torah is part of the mitzvah for the woman. The Gemara, however, is talking about the virtue that one gains, the merit that one gains from the study of Torah, which is disconnected from the merit of mitzvahs. Torah for its own sake, rather than Torah in order to be able to do mitzvahs. And on that, the Gemara says, this mitzvah of studying Torah for its own sake, which women are not obligated to do, if it brings such a great merit, how do the women who don't have the mitzvah gain that merit? Which shows that in Torah there can't be a loss of merit as a result of the difference in the obligations of the various types of Jews. So for example, whatever a Kohen achieves through his Aveda, the non-Kohen has to somehow achieve in his own way, so that in the end everybody receives all the merit that Torah has, all the merit that holiness has. Only we do it in each of us in our own way.